a profession of faith to really know when Jesus asks you personally, you intimately, but who do you say that I am? That profession of faith is done in prayer. It's done in confidence. It's done because you understand who you believe in, who you belong to, who you trust, who you follow. Throughout a priest's life, there's opportunities to publicly to make that profession of faith, to let the world know intimately who Jesus is to you, because he asks you personally, but who do you say that I am? It must be revealed by the Father. Today, Peter, because the Father tells Peter, this is my beloved son. This is who he is. And Peter is able to make that profession of faith. The keys of the kingdom of God are given to him. And whenever a priest is about to be installed as a pastor of a parish or a rector of a cathedral or a basilica, they must make a profession of faith to let the people know that God has revealed to them who Jesus is personally and intimately and in the person, persona Christi, in the person of Christ. And I remember having to make that a couple of times, to make that profession and to actually sign that profession of faith on the altar. And I laugh because if you check my signature, I was so nervous. I don't even recognize my signature, but my profession is signed and sealed in my heart. I believe with all my heart. The Father sent his son to save me. And that son has given me the keys of heaven. And that has been entrusted to me and entrusted to you. And these are the keys to live graciously as Jesus in a poverty of spirit, to allow ourselves to place all our hope and trust in God above, and to value the things of heaven over the things of earth, to pray as the church teaches us to pray, faithfully the liturgy of the hours with and for the people of God, and to allow the good shepherd to lead us. The key is this, that he is the one who leads. Let it be Jesus we hear, Jesus we love, Jesus we follow, Jesus we seek, not me, but the Jesus who lives and ministers in and through and with and for me. And ultimately, the keys that are given to Peter and have been handed down from priest to priest in that apostolic succession is this: to celebrate the sacrament faithfully in and through and with and for Jesus and the people of God, but especially the Mass and reconciliation. There's the key. That the keys to heaven for us have been handed down. And the key is this: to heal the brokenhearted and to reconcile sinners to the Father, to ourselves, and to one another. That when we had sinned and we were enemies of God, heaven was closed to us. We didn't have access to the Father. But God so loved the world, he sends us the key, the door, the gate, the way, the truth, the life. He sends us Jesus. And Jesus lovingly gives what the Father has given to him to us, to the church, to his bride, that he gives these keys to us, healing and reconciliation. He hands it on to his church so that we can hand it on to one another. It's by his wounds that we are healed. And on the cross, when he says, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they do. He has opened heaven to us. He has given access to the Father. And now you and I can be healed from our brokenness. We can be reconciled because of our sins. That the keys that have been entrusted to Peter, to all his successors, to the church, and that beautiful respect and obedience to God the Father and to all those ordinaries is what has been handed on to Peter, to the church, to the rock, and to you and me alike. That Peter made an amazing profession of faith because God willed it and revealed it. This is my son. This is my Christ. This is the Son of God. This is your Messiah. This is your salvation. This is your shepherd. This is your teacher. This is your divine physician. This is the healer of souls and the shepherd of your hearts. This is your friend. That was revealed to Peter and graciously handed on to you and to me. We make that profession of faith. We tell God with all our heart that we believe in you, that we trust in you. But at the same time, we renounce sin and Satan and all his empty works and all his empty promises. That is our profession of faith. That is our baptismal promises. Because in the waters of baptism, those keys have been unlocked. They have opened the door. And I love the way all the saints talked about that those keys open the door to God's heart. And when we enter into God's heart, we belong part of a sacred family because of those keys that he has entrusted to Peter and to you and me to be healers of the broken hearts and to be reconcilers in the name of Christ. That's the key, to be healed and to be reconciled in the name of Jesus, and to give glory and praise to God.